45. The big story break last week, Ron Washington did cocaine during the All-Star break, tested positive for it. And joining us now on the ticket is a Deep Throat informant who says he was there that night during the All-Star break with Ron Washington. So we hope to get some behind-the-scenes information on just exactly what happened. We've disguised his voice, put it through a machine that digitally alters it so that he can remain anonymous. Deep Throat informant, first of all, thank you for your courage.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let's go back to July of last year, and can you kind of lead us through what happened that night?
I would just like to say that I may have been with Ron Washington on the one and only night that he did this impressive substance. We were at a party house in New Orleans when it happened. The story I would like to tell is this. Ron and I arrived at the home together. We were on our way to a Bible study when Ron got the call on his cell phone. And we planned to stop by the party house for only a moment to share with them the good news of the Christ child's birth. The door opened, and in the middle of the room, there was a small kiddie pool full of the white intoxicating powder you call cocaine. Well, Ron's eyes grew as large as dinner plates. His face illuminated from the reflective glow of the pile of illicit joy. Ron did not want to inhale the snort cocaine, but his friends kept egging him on, saying, "Come on, Ron, it's not like you will be randomly drug tested in the middle of the season. Please, Ron, make this the first time you have tried the strong intoxicant cocaine." Ron finally acquiesced and said, "F it."
Whoa. Wow.
He took his shirt off and leaned down into the kiddie pool of cocaine.
Why did he take his shirt off?
And inhaled deeply and truly.
Oh, boy.
He raised up and started laughing wildly and declared he had never felt so alive.
Oh, my gosh.
He was hard to recognize now because he was in whiteface.
Oh, jeez.
He looked like a Ron Washington geisha girl. He remained there at the side of the pool, sweating and shirtless for the next 12 hours.
Wow.
His George Jefferson hair crazy with delight. At one point, he said his heart was about to leap out of his chest, and if it did, he was going to dip it in cocaine and eat it like a beignet.
Jeez.
Wow, that's crazy.
He was full throttle that night.
I could not get him away from it.
Yeah.
He then said he was very aroused and wanted to do to a woman what Tom Hicks has been doing to FC Liverpool for the past year. I cannot speak anymore.
Wait,
I must
what
leave.
About
I fear the retribution of the Ron Washington.
But Deep Throat, please.
Oh, he's fading out.
Well, I think we got enough out of him.
Yeah, that'll be enough. All right, there you go. An alleged Deep Throat informant that was apparently there when Ron Washington had a wheels-off moment. 8:47.